Welcome to Journal Club for December 29th, 2024. I'm Malcolm Diggs. With all the fanfare around tools like ChatGPT, Claude, and Gemini, it can be easy to think that transformer architectures are the be-all, end-all of AI, that they represent the latest and greatest technology for processing text, media, and documents of all kinds. In reality, they don't. There was a single point in time when transformer architecture was the bleeding edge for the use cases it was designed to fill, but that was years ago. In the time since then, the research hasn't stopped. And in fact, a whole new generation of models and architectures have been developed in recent years with the deliberate aim of overcoming some of the specific limitations of transformers. One of those new architectures is called Mamba, and it's an implementation of selective state models. That's what we're looking at today. In this paper, the authors took an existing computer vision system, ripped out the transformers, and replaced them with Mamba blocks. Doing so yielded them both an increase in precision and a decrease in processing time. You heard that right. Let's dive in and see how this works. When you're designing a system that processes video, you'll likely end up using a deep learning architecture. And many architectures, like MSQNet, are built around transformers. Since transformers are good at capturing relationships across sequences, video processing systems use them to model spatiotemporal patterns, fuse multimodal data, and even generate predictions for complex actions. But using transformers in this way has some limitations, namely, high computational complexity due to the quadratic scaling of self-attention. This means that as the input sequence length increases, the amount of computation and memory required grows quadratically, making transformers inefficient for processing long sequences or handling high-resolution data. And memory inefficiency, making them unsuitable for resource-constrained environments like edge devices. There is substantial memory required to handle intermediate calculations in self-attention layers, and to store the attention matrices and parameters across multiple layers. This makes them challenging to deploy on low-capacity hardware. These two problems combine to make systems that are ill-suited to fast inference or long, extended input sequences. To address these limitations, researchers, not today's authors but a previous group, developed Mamba, which is based on selective state models instead of an attention mechanism. Mamba can be packaged into blocks, modular units, and integrated into a deep learning architecture. In this paper, the authors did just that. They were working on a system designed to recognize animal actions in video. For example, they needed to be able to look at the video of a bird and recognize when it flaps its wings or builds a nest or feeds its chicks. Their prior solution was MSQNet, which is a transformer-based multimodal architecture. MSQNet uses transformers to encode spatiotemporal patterns and fuse multimodal information. In this paper, they swapped out the transformers for Mamba blocks and tested the results. Here's how it did. The Mamba-based solution reduced parameters by 78%, which helped reduce floating point operations by up to 90%, all while improving mean average precision by 1.5 percentage points. The question we need to figure out is, how? How did Mamba blocks do more with less? How did they reduce the footprint of the model and then churn out a higher quality result faster than before? Normally, we talk about trade-offs. You have to choose whether you want something faster or better. It's very rare that we get to have our cake and eat it too. So I'm going to focus the rest of this episode on how and why this works. In order to understand that, we need to start with state space models. Then we'll look at selective space models and Mamba blocks and how they're different from transformers and attention mechanisms. Lastly, we'll circle back to MSQNet and try to make sense out of why the Mamba blocks were so effective here. State space models, SSMs, are rooted in control theory. They were originally developed to describe the dynamics of physical systems. Their purpose is to provide a mathematical framework for understanding how a system evolves over time based on its current state and inputs. In their structure, SSMs represent a system using state variables, which encapsulate the essential information needed to predict future behavior. These kinds of models usually consist of two main components: a state transition mechanism that dictates how the system evolves, and an output mechanism that maps the internal state to observable outcomes. For example, in tracking the position of a vehicle, an SSM might represent the current position and velocity as its state, and predict future positions based on these variables, plus inputs like acceleration and steering wheel position. By capturing both temporal dynamics and external influences, state space models excel at the kind of tasks that require sequential or time-dependent analysis. Many fields have these kinds of needs, from robotics to signal processing. Unfortunately, SSMs rely on well-structured matrix operations, and this makes them ill-suited for complex high-dimensional data. So more recently, we've seen the advent of selective state models to take their place. Selective state models build upon the foundational ideas of SSMs, but adapt them to address the challenges of processing sequential data in ML. They are designed to process data that has long temporal dependencies, like video sequences or natural language. They introduce mechanisms to selectively focus on relevant parts of the state, enabling the model to prioritize the most informative features of the input sequence. This is achieved through innovations like structured or diagonalized matrices, which reduce computational complexity while preserving the model's ability to capture global dependencies. This ability to adaptively focus and manage computational resources sets them apart from classical state space models. You might be thinking that a selective space model's ability to focus and prioritize sounds a lot like the attention mechanisms that transformers use. So let's explain how those work and walk through why selective space is different. Transformers rely on a self-attention mechanism. This allows a model to compare every element in a sequence to every other element, capturing both local and global dependencies. For instance, in text processing, a transformer can analyze the relationships between words across an entire sequence, regardless of distance. The downside, as I mentioned earlier, is the quadratic computational complexity that this creates. Selective state models, on the other hand, throw out many of the direct pairwise comparisons of self-attention and replace them with a state evolution approach. This is more computationally efficient and better suited for capturing long-range dependencies. Mamba blocks are a specific implementation of selective state models, and they take this efficiency even further. They use state representations that are optimized for rapid updates and selective focus. So, unlike transformers, which need to explicitly compute attention weights for every pair of tokens, Mamba blocks process sequences with a streamlined mechanism that combines the benefits of recurrence and continuous time modeling. So what's MSQNet? MSQNet is a transformer-based architecture designed for complex multimodal tasks, in this case, animal action recognition. Its strength lies in its ability to fuse spatiotemporal video data with semantic information. It uses a transformer encoder-decoder framework to do that. However, this over-reliance on transformers limits its efficiency. So in this paper, the authors replace the transformer components within MSQNet with Mamba-based architectures. And that is how they reduce the model parameters and the number of floating point operations. But the question remains, why wasn't this reduction of complexity accompanied by a reduction in accuracy? Why did precision actually improve instead? Here's why. As I mentioned, in the Mamba block, the internal state evolves over time. This gives the block the ability to prioritize critical features while discarding redundant data. This doesn't just reduce computational overhead, it also enhances the model's ability to generalize. Because now, it's focusing on meaningful patterns, rather than being overwhelmed by noise. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of Journal Club. Hope you enjoyed it. Malcolm Digg signing off. See you tomorrow.